Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts, StonePerish.com. John 4:24 Radio. Hey, if I sound a little bit different, I'm inside a mall. We got to a town and a big storm rolled in, and it's been rainy all day today. And amazingly, reminds me when I was a kid, they have a huge mall here with a food court. And it's a great place to witness, by the way. And so I thought I'd walk through the food court and work on my audios while it's raining outside. And we'll see how this sounds. Today we're going to talk about an interesting topic. I just had a situation that happened recently with the police. I was perfectly legal, I assure you. And it's about free speech rights. And so I thought I would talk about, do another audio on handling police interactions as a street preacher in America. This is dealing with America. I know I have people that watch from other places in the world, but this is dealing with the laws in America. So first we're going to go to God's word, and then I'm going to give you some thoughts and insights for all you budding street preachers. If you hear music and you hear people, it's because I'm walking through a mall. First, God's word, Romans 12, 17 through 19. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as it lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So yeah, that kind of reminds me of that police officer, one particular I had a problem with yesterday, and he got a little bit in my flesh, and I had to remind myself, vengeance is the Lord's. I love him. I warned him about his wicked ways. God will repay him lest he repents. But my goal, and it should be your goal too, if you're a born-again follower of Christ by the gospel, check out the gospel, don'tperish.com. The goal should be to be at peace with all men. But did you notice what Brother Paul says there? If possible. He says, if it be possible to live in peace with all men. So we're going to try as possible, best we can, to live at peace with all men. But that's not always possible, especially with officers that have unlawful intent and a bent against you. And so I thought it would be important to do this teaching because it seems like, I was telling Sister Amen, my level of police interaction is increasing, even though I'm perfectly legal, have never been arrested or ticketed for any street preaching in the years I've been doing it. So I think that record shows that I'm blameless legally. Praise God for that. And it's important that I keep that, and I'll explain that a little bit later. Not for my pride, but for my witness before the Lord. So I seem to be coming into more and more police contact as I go out and street preach, stand out in front of events, things like that. Now, right up front, what I want to say is that 99.9% of the police that I run into are actually very nice, very professional, very law-abiding. And so I honor them. I always tell them, I thank them for their service, appreciate them. This isn't about most police officers, but I notice there's more police officers that are starting to take the law into their own hands. They start to believe they are the law rather than they represent the law. We'll talk about that in a bit. That's an important point. And so over the years, I've learned a lot of things about how to street preach, how to handle police, how to deal with people, how to deal with mockers. Today we're talking about police. We want to do it biblically. We want to do it with wisdom. So the following things I'm going to go over here are just some points for any of you who feel like you want to be involved in street ministry. If you're called to be a street preacher, and you're going to have, I promise you, you're going to have police contact you no matter how calm, no matter how mild you are. Let me give you an example. People may say, well, you're bold and you preach loud and you confront people, false teachers in the street, and maybe that's why those situations happen. But here's the fact. The other day, Sister Amen was standing with a sign, quiet, never said a word. Somebody called three police on her. Yeah. And she had to deal with the police, and I walked over and talked to them. Perfectly legal on a public sidewalk. So it's going to happen when you go out into the world. And in fact, I'm going to do a teaching on this pretty soon. If you're not getting involved with people upset, the police sometimes contacting you, people not pushing against the message that you believe and teach and live, you're probably not a biblical Christian. So if you're not getting at least family persecution, if you're not getting friends persecution, if you're not getting cultural persecution, if you're not getting legal persecution, if you're a street preacher, you're probably not really preaching and telling the truth that cuts like a knife very much. That's a fact. But going on from there, the following points I want to make in this audio are just some things that will help you and I to follow as we go out in the street to proclaim the biblical gospel of Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. Shedding of blood and resurrection to defeat death. He covers our sins. By repentance, we seek him, and through new life, by the Spirit, we can walk in holiness and obedience, and we can endure in the faith. There's the gospel that we preach. When we go forth to do that, God is glorified. The lost get to hear it, and there's a chance for them to come to salvation. So that's why we go out and do it. We don't make money off of it. We're not looking for YouTube clicks. We're not looking to become popular, famous. We're not looking to please anyone's itchy ears. Let's get that straight. So here's the points that you can use as a street preacher. First, I have a couple just general mindsets when you go out. First of all, always have a body cam. Have your body cam and be videotaping or audio recording. Always, always, always. People ask us why we do that. Because we're supposed to be wise. We're supposed to be blameless. We're supposed to be discerning. And the audio and video helps you do that. The other thing is, if you can, know the local laws as best you can. You know, laws about permitting for gatherings. Laws about if you use a small amp like I do sometimes, what are their laws for the local amp laws. And it's good to know these things, because if you know these laws, then you might already have some knowledge about what you're going to have to face when police come up or other people come up and start talking about them. So you can look them up online a lot of times. That's helpful. And then here's my suggestion. Ready? Always, always, always stay on public property. Now, I'm in a mall today. I can definitely witness to people one-on-one. There's no doubt about that. But if you're going to street preach, if I start street preaching in this mall, they got security, they'll throw me out in a second. And so they might throw me out if they see me handing out gospel cards. That's okay. But I'm not going to street preach here. It's private property. Now, public property, okay, is a total different matter. And so if you can stay in public property, I highly recommend it, because you have much, much more rights here in America. And so those are the few main key points that I would talk about when you start thinking about going out street preaching. Now, one more thing before we get to the actual points. I like to set personal stances for my actions and what I will do, what I won't do, okay? You need to decide on this, okay? A lot of street preachers are all different. You need to decide on this. Ready? Here's what you need to decide. My personal stance is this. I will concede and stand down on any amp law. If I have an amplifier and they say, oh, we have an amp law, I will stand down to that. If they can show me the code, the law, and read it to me, I'll stand down to that. I will also stand down to any dispute over public versus private property. So I'm in this mall today. If they tell me, oh, you can't do that, this is private property, I'm going to concede to that. And I'm not going to go pushing against that. All right. So I won't get ticketed and I won't get arrested for amps or private versus public property. Now, that's where I draw the line on those things. I'll let those go. Now, where I will draw the line and I will not concede is when it comes to stopping my free speech, First Amendment rights on a public sidewalk. I will not back down from that. Yesterday, I almost got ticketed or arrested, and I will not stand down from that no matter what, because that is something that's guaranteed in our First Amendment rights. It's a key fact of being a U.S. citizen, and You can go read Apostle Paul asked for his Roman rights. And so the basis to ask for those Roman rights or American rights for the preaching of the gospel is absolutely biblical. We're not doing it to live a cushy life. We're not doing it to draw close to the government. We're saying this is the law. We're supposed to be lawful. Give me my rights. So I will stand on that, and I will allow myself to be arrested if they tell me you can't preach on the public sidewalk. That almost happened yesterday, so I'm making this audio. So decide for yourself where you're going to draw the line. I think it's foolish to be arrested over an amp law, which is, you know, either here nor there, or private versus public ground, because one place we went to, Pigeon Forge, they told us they owned the sidewalks, and the police came out and the police said, well, we're not sure. We don't know where the property line is. And I made a concession. I said, how about right on the other side of that rail? And the cop said, well, that's not their property. He said, but it's kind of in the street. And I said, but it's a parking spot and nobody drives there. He goes, you want to stand there? You could stand there. So I moved 2 feet over on the other side of the rail, and I was able to stand there and street preach. If I would have stayed 2 feet on their sidewalk, I would have been arrested. So you see, that's the point. Choose what you're going to get arrested for and what you're not. Kind of decide what is the real battle to go after here. Amen? All right, so once we put all that aside, now we can finally get to really what I want to talk about, police interactions, all right? When the police approach you and you're out street preaching, if you do these following things, I believe it's going to eliminate a lot of your issues and it's going to help you along the way, all right? Let's talk about this. So the very first thing is you're going to want to be professional and respectful and polite. And let, if you can, if you're in an area and you're walking to go street preaching, you see some officers, stop, give them a gospel card, tell them you're peacefully street preaching today. Maybe warn them. They might put it out on the radio. Hey, there's a preacher in town. It might pave the way for people start calling on you and they go, yeah, he already stopped. He's fine. He's peaceful. So I always like to do that, all right? So be polite, be respectful, be kind, and let them know you're in the area. And then, as you start to preach, you're preaching, you're handing out gospel cards, you're on a public sidewalk, totally legal, First Amendment, free speech. When they approach you, the very first thing you need to do, now this one I forget a lot, I do. I gotta get better at this. When they, very first time they approach you, what you need to do is say, when they say, hello, how are you? I always say, I'm doing fine. How can I help you? What you need to say is, officer, can I have your name and badge number? And what this does, the badge number name is probably immaterial to you. What this does is it shows them that you are, first of all, being legal, professional, and maybe you're going to stand on the law and you're going to hold them accountable to the law. Very, very important. So always ask for their name. Always ask for their badge number. And then you can ask them, why am I being contacted? Am I breaking any laws, officer? You can ask them. You can let them start talking, but sometimes it's good to be proactive and say, am I breaking any laws? And if they say no, you're not breaking any laws, then you can offer to give them a gospel card and then just go on with your preaching. I'm becoming aware that small talk with police officers, unless it's a really, really different situation, most of the time it's not wise. You're there to street preach. There's people walking by you need to reach. He got a gospel card. He can contact you later. He's professional in his uniform. He's supposed to be doing his job. You're there to street preach. I'm learning that it's, I know I'm a friendly person and I like to talk to everybody, but it's not the best. It's not the best. So unless they start asking specific Bible questions and they want to take the time, well, of course, we're there for anybody for that purpose. So be careful about that and walk circumspect there. Now, here's an important point. If they say, well, we got a call about you, someone's called about you. Well, what you need to say is, you need to go talk to the person that called. If I'm not breaking any laws, why are you talking to me? Be nice, but set the tone that, hey, I'm not breaking any laws. Why are you contacting me? Go talk to the person that called me. And then I always tell the police, they don't, hardly any of them do this. Go investigate. Go say, why did you call the police on the street preacher? Well, we saw him hitting ladies with a stick. No, We don't do that. We saw him chasing people. No. We saw him screaming at people and threatening them. No. Why did they call the police on the street preacher? Go investigate. And then if there's something, some claim against us, you better investigate if it's true. I've had people call the police on me and say I was chasing a woman down the street and grabbing her arm. The police showed up and I said, you want to see my body cam? My wife's been standing next to me the whole time. The cop went, no, you're fine. You're probably fine. I didn't look like a guy that would be chasing a woman down the street with my covered, godly, quiet wife by my side. People lie. So go ask them. Go talk to the people that called. That's actually police protocol. Unless they are investigating you for an actual crime they can determine took place, like a bank got robbed from a guy in a yellow shirt and you have a yellow shirt, they actually can't even contact you. You can actually say, I really don't want to talk to you. And they have to go on their way unless they are going to detain you, all right? So tell them to go talk to the people that called them. And if they have any issue with what you're doing, and they say, well, we want to talk to you about what you're doing, the first thing you want to do is you want to determine, here's what you want to determine. Are you on legal matters or is this about your opinion? All right, that's what you have to ask them. Are you on legal matters? Or if you hear music, they're driving some train through this place. I'm going to pause it here for a second. All right, I'm back. They have some, I'm in a mall, as I said, and they had some electric train loaded with little kids driving around playing music, so I wanted that to pass. So where was I? Basically, have them go talk to the person that called you and determine if you're doing anything legal. If they say, yeah, we have a question about what you're doing, find out, is it legal or is it their opinion? I recently, last year, had a woman cop come up and approach me and I said, is this about something legal? And she starts asking me about feminism and started asking me about all kinds of spiritual questions. And I said, is this legal or spiritual? And she kept saying it's legal as she asked me spiritual questions. And she was a mocker. You don't have to talk to them. You have to say, unless this is legal, I'm going to go on my way. So determine whether it's legal or opinions. If it's an opinion, give them a gospel card and say, hey, email me or talk to me when you're off duty sometime, and I'd be happy to help you. If it's about a legal matter, and they say, well, we want to talk to you. We need your ID. Well, this is where you got to get really legal-minded here and say, no, I'm not going to ID until you tell me what law I'm breaking. What law am I not following? What law am I breaking? What's your lawful reason for IDing me? Because all I'm doing is practicing my First Amendment free speech on a public sidewalk. And if they start talking about codes like this officer did yesterday, telling me, well, we have a protesting code and you have to have a permit for any protest. And I said, one, I'm not a protest. Two, I don't need a code for free speech. They couldn't pull up the code. They couldn't. And after this was all done, Sister Amina and I found it online in about 2 minutes and read it, and it had nothing to do with us. It had to do with parades. Yeah. And so make sure if they say it's something to do with some code, make sure that they will produce the code and read it, go over it, and decide if it applies to you. If you read it and you go, oh, it applies to me, well, then you got to decide, is this a situation that you want to get ticketed and arrested for and go from there? And if they cannot clearly read you some law or code that you're breaking, tell them, you know what? Until you can show me what law I'm breaking in detail, I'm here to preach. Am I being detained? Ask them, am I being detained? And if they say, no, you're not, say, then this conversation's over. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go preach. Try to stay calm. Don't get in your flesh. I know sometimes I get in my flesh a little bit, not really mean-spirited or calling them names, but I just get a little worked up in my flesh, especially yesterday. I had to deal with 5 police officers, and we were totally legal and peaceful. I was a little bit in my flesh, especially when the officer said to my wife, you must be afraid of him. Yeah, on video, a major 3 times said to my wife, she must be afraid of you. Because I was getting a little righteously angry with him, and he assumed, what, I'm a wife beater? How wicked. Yeah, I got it all on video. But anyway, so try to stay calm. Don't get in your flesh. Pray the Lord will give you that strength. And then if they say, no, you're not being detained and you're not breaking any laws, then stop all communication, thank them, and go on your way and street preach. Keep videotaping. Make sure it's all videotaped. But then go on your way, because this is First Amendment free speech rights. And if they say, well, yes, we're questioning you, you need to remind them it's free speech on a public sidewalk. You need to say, you have not shown me any code or any violation. Either leave me now without any more harassment, or I want to talk to I want to talk to your commanding officer, your superior. That's what you want to talk to him about. That is pulling rank. You say, I don't agree with you. You can't show me any laws. You're continuing to harass me. I want to talk to your superior. And so remind them that it's all on video. And again, lovingly, gently remind them they are not the law. They represent the law. And that they need to have legal reasons, lawful reasons, to be approaching, contacting, questioning, and detaining you. They don't have that. They're in big trouble. And the Supreme Court, I need to encourage you, the Supreme Court has always ruled that all public sidewalks are free speech zones and cannot be limited. They can only limit, like, parades. They can only limit certain times. You know, if like, say they're going to have construction on the sidewalk, then you can't use it then, of course. But reasonable reasons, it would be controlled. But for every other reason, public sidewalks are free speech zones. So stand on it. That's the one I'm standing on. They're going to have to arrest me to remove me from those situations. And then here's where it gets a little bit ugly. If in any way after this, they haven't shown you a code, they're not ready to detain you, they're not ready to do anything legal, like write you a ticket or anything, and if they keep impeding you, this is what he did yesterday, told me I couldn't walk on a public sidewalk, he was telling people to get away, don't talk to him. Yeah, he was totally interfering with my free speech rights. You'll see the link. I'll put a link on here and you can watch the videos. You need to tell them firmly, boldly, you are impeding and interfering and violating my First Amendment rights. And you need to tell them this is a free speech issue. And you need to tell them they need to cease and desist. And then remind them they're being unlawful. They have not given you lawful orders. They cannot tell you, hey, sit on that bench. That's not a lawful order. If you've broken the law, they can say, stop, I want to question you. That's a lawful order. So get to know the difference between a lawful order and some lording over cop who's trying to take the law into his own hands. They have to have lawful reasons to interact and ID you, or they themselves are unlawful. Yesterday, they actually tried to ID me and Sister Amin. I actually ended up giving them my ID because they were going to write me a citation. They ID'd me. Guess what? The lawyer sent me an email and said, you didn't need a permit. That what you're doing didn't fall under our codes, exactly what I was trying to tell them. They ID'd me illegally yesterday. They violated my free speech rights yesterday, and they kept me from walking on a public sidewalk yesterday. Yeah, that's what they did. And so you can see the videos at the link if you're interested in all of that. So tell them again, you gotta. If they persist, they have to stop without any code, any law, and they're harassing you. They're violating your free speech right. Most usually that's going to end almost every situation. Yesterday was kind of a unique one. This guy was a major. He had a personal beef against me because I was standing outside a religious place that I think he defended, letting them do their thing. I wanted to do my thing on a public sidewalk. He stopped me. And he was telling me that I was a disgruntled preacher. And he was saying all kinds of things that they're just trying to worship in there. And I said, that's not biblical worship. And you could see it all in video. But it was a little bit of an extenuating circumstance with this officer. I think he had a bent against me. And the lawyer sent an email to prove it, that he had no right to do what he was doing. Anyway, I won't go there. So another point, under no circumstances, none, ever get violent. Don't push. Don't resist arrest. If they say, we're going to arrest you, even if it's totally unlawful, don't resist, because here's what happens. If they're arresting you unlawfully, it'll all come out and they'll get in big trouble. If you resist arrest, you're not doing yourself any favors. So make sure that you never, ever, ever do that in any circumstance. And again, my stance is I'm not getting arrested or ticketed for anything. No AMP, no private property, public property thing. Only free speech on public sidewalks am I going to stand my ground and not get arrested or get arrested over. Otherwise, I believe I will be denying the Lord. Does that make sense? So that's some general points that I would cover with you. Kind of went on there for a while. That interesting situation I had recently where my free speech was violated. They stopped me from walking on a public sidewalk. They threatened me with citation. They illegally ID'd us. And the senior officer told my wife three times, "You must fear him." Yeah, that's what he said. I personally have to admit, I didn't use all these points on that day. Most of them I did. A couple of them I didn't, but I'm going to train myself to make sure that I do all these points. That may help me. It might clear the way a little bit more. With this guy, I don't think it would have mattered. But I think those points are valid, and I think they'll help. And so right now, I'm considering my options with this case. I'm going to do a separate teaching. And I've been reporting what happened to authorities. I've been letting other people know. I've gotten advice from people. And so I don't know where I'm going to take it, what I'm going to do. But I am doing something. At the very least, I'm exposing it online. That officer, that police department, and what happened. Why? Why would I do that? Well, I'm going to cover that in another teaching. But the reason I would do that is because the gospel's going to go out. The First Amendment's going to be defended while we have it. We need to stand up for it. It's lawful, so we're supposed to be lawful, right? God wants justice and law. Well, we're supposed to stand up for it. And also, officers must be held accountable. Otherwise, they're above the law, right? I mean, do they get to walk into stores and steal? No. Can they shoot anybody they want? No. Can they treat anybody they want and violate their free speech rights? No. So that's another issue, why we do what we do. When it comes to when these things happen, what are you going to do with it? How far are you going to take it? We'll talk about that in a separate teaching. So go see the link that I'm putting right with this audio. It's got all the videos of the preach that day, peaceful preaching, warning these gospel music places of how heretical they are. And then all the videos of the police officer, a lot of them with me in it, because I usually don't put videos of me on the internet a lot. One or two, maybe three at a time, out of 20 or 30 videos to show who I am and what I'm doing. But we put all the police videos up with me on there from Sister Amon's view because it wanted to show people that I was not a threat. I was not in any way acting physical or out of control. So we wanted to put those videos up there. So go look at that link, and I think you'll learn something from there. Maybe you'll learn what I did right. Maybe you'll learn what I did wrong. Men, you can email me and tell me what I did wrong, what I should do better. And it'll help you, and that's why I do these things. Not to be popular, famous, or make money. I do these things to edify the body of Christ, prepare us for doing the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4. So ponder about all this, pray about it, and act out with great wisdom. Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So again, Paul's echoing, we're to follow peace with all men. Remember Romans, he said, if that's possible. This police officer did not make it possible. I told him many times, that law doesn't apply to me. We're on a public sidewalk. We're being peaceful. Leave us be. He wouldn't do it. And he was a senior officer. So he's actually in a lot of trouble, quite honestly. And so consider all these things and remember what our Lord and Savior said. Be wise as a serpent. Gentle as doves. So when you see me preach, I should be being wise. I should be gentle. I should be bold. I should be truthful. I should be merciful. I should be warning. I should be calling people to repentance. All these things come into play. Too many times, last point, people judge your street preaching by they look at you and think, if you aren't just being really lovey gushy all the time. No, Jesus was never lovey and gushy all the time. Paul was not lovey-gushy all the time. There's times to be loving and merciful. There's time to preach bold and call out to repentance. So test all those things out. Let me know if that all makes sense to you. Street ministry is not for everyone, but if you're called to do it, you can. And you can keep your wits about you, and you can stay in the Spirit. God can be glorified as His truth goes out. There goes that train going by again. God can be glorified if you hold fast to His word and stay in the Spirit, walk in love and truth. Check out my street preaching videos. Check out the street preaching tips page. Go to the website, all the teachings, thousands of them for men, for women. Go check it all out. Mostly the gospel. Make sure you're following Christ in spirit and truth. Hey, we love you all. Till next time. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a glorious day. We're down the gospel road, preaching Christ crucified everywhere we go. Yeah, Paul says, do everything you can to stand. And then when you've stood, stand. I love that. And that's what we're doing out here. We're standing for the glory of God. We're not backing down from the truth. Oh, there's places and there's times to back down. They told me yesterday, turn your amp off. We have an amp law. Boop. I clicked my amp right off. Not a problem. I have a big enough voice. I didn't need the amp. I wasn't using it right when they told me that anyway. So stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as Brother Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith. Hey, we love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Till next time, lift up Christ and the gospel. May God be praised.